Listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side. And today we have some special guests from the local Bay Area band Evening Empire. We have Anders Carpenter, and we are also joined by Daniel Hildebrand, is that right? Who's surprised. Here, let me turn on their microphones so they can we can hear them as well. Who showed up at the last minute, and so we're really pleased to speak with both of them. So, hi guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And is there anything you want to say as a way of introduction? You have a new album coming out in the fall, right?
We do. It's going to have an initial digital release on September 20th on Bandcamp.
Cool.
And then later in the year, we'll do all the other streaming services and vinyl, probably around the holidays.
Okay, cool. And what's your Bandcamp link?
It is eveningempire.bandcamp.com.
Okay, cool. And Anders put together a playlist for today and of influences. So Daniel didn't really have a say in this because we didn't think he was going to be here.
I picked the ones I thought he might like.
I tacitly approved.
Okay, cool. So the first track that we're going to hear is, let's see, let me find that playlist. There we go. So the first track we're going to hear is called Any Afternoon by James Elkington, who I had not heard of. So
he is the sort of primary person in the Zinx, and he plays in Jeff Tweedy's band and Richard Thompson's band.
Okay.
And his new record, Wintrous Woma, or most recent record, is just fantastic. It sounds like if you took Nick Drake and Jim O'Rourke and like they made an album together.
Nice.
And the song of ours that you opened the show with, Nothing to Repeat, when I was writing that song, I really kind of had River Man by Nick Drake in mind. And it ended up morphing into this totally other sounding thing. And then I heard James's record last year and was like, wow, this was where that song really could have ended up. But we ended up taking it much more in a Fripp Eno, Scott Walker kind of place.
I do that with every song.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, I didn't announce the intro song. So the first song we heard at the top of the hour was by Evening Empire, and it was the first song
on the record,
the forthcoming record. And say the title again.
The record is Cruel Vestige, and that first track was Nothing to Repeat, which I believe is probably the oldest song in the collection. It's all new material. We haven't released anything in about 10 years, so we've been lying in wait to capture imaginations.
Yeah, I noticed that, because last week on my outro, I played one of your tracks on Bandcamp. I was like, oh, wow, they haven't put anything out for a while.
It's so been a while.
This is cool. It's exciting. So here is James Elkington with Any Afternoon, and we'll hear a couple other tracks, and then we will talk to you again in a few minutes.
Takes the floor and the afternoon is for speaking. Soul train made for two, and the afternoon is for dance. Any afternoon, take your time. Any afternoon, a bower you will grow when you're standing still in the arbor. And organs will expire when the doctor comes close. Take your time, any afternoon. Any afternoon, send it all up in the air. There is crouching and wailing on stone down here. We must freeze off this atmosphere. Scraping that noise across night white runs through the distant cities. There is never a lock in the fall down here as the thief fool pours away. In the shutout, in the shutout, how will we know the great dawn? Man, have it I cut the sleep tight bars and dreamed and dreamed of a city like the sky. There were faces bobbing in the heat, pulses rising from the zone, moving, hitting, holding on for the promise to carry us home. In the shutout, in the shutout, never a lock in the fall. In the shutout, in the shutout, how will we know the great dawn?
Thank you.
Hello there. You are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM. I'm Jamie B-Side, and with me, I have Anders Carpenter and Daniel Hildebrand from the band Evening Empire. Let me turn on their microphones, and I'm still trying to figure out the secondary microphone levels, so excuse the volume differences here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So let's talk about what we just heard. So we started that set off with James Elkington with Any Afternoon from, I guess it's a 2017 album, Wintris Woma. Is that how you say that?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, Anders, tell us about that.
So that record is mostly acoustic with a lot of really interesting atmospherics, and it's very different. I mean, he's done a couple of other albums that sound like that, but it seems like his work is evolving in that direction, and I think it really captures his unique voice and guitar playing, in my opinion, better than his previous work had.
Okay.
So that really resonated with me, and that first song of ours you played had, you know, some interesting sort of dissonant notes and chords and kind of unexpected chord changes. So that was an interesting part for us of making this record, having songs start in a sort of one way, and then we sort of hammered it into an interesting shape over time.
Right. So you're talking about Nothing to Repeat, the
yeah.
song we played at the top of the hour from your new album, Cruel Vestige, if you're just tuning
yeah.
in, which will be coming out this fall. And would you have a record label it's coming out on, or
we are self-releasing it?
Okay.
And then we're going to see what happens from there.
Yeah. Cool. So then after Any Afternoon, we heard the Walker Brothers with Shut Out from their 1978 album Night Flights. The Walker Brothers, I don't know that much about them, and maybe listeners don't either, so...
Yeah, the Walker Brothers, can you hear me? Yeah, the Walker Brothers...
Maybe use Anders' mic, because
sure.
that one seems...
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, the Walker Brothers, honestly, I don't really know too much about the Walker Brothers themselves. It's really Scott Walker is, like, the real guy to pay attention to. And he's got an amazing catalog, but this is kind of where he went starting to go much more experimental direction and kind of, like, art rock. And, his voice on there is insane. I've never heard anybody do a vocal like that before. And he has the four songs on that Walker Brothers album in particular are just incredibly bizarre in just the right way. And,
yeah.
And so...
And Scott Walker just passed away.
He passed away, yeah, just a few years ago. Yeah, and if you haven't heard his catalog, definitely check it out. And there's a good film documentary about him as well. That's 30th Century Man?
30th Century Man, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good to check out. Yeah.
Awesome. And then after that, we heard Television with The Dreamer's Dream from the 1978 album Adventure.
Yeah, and, in putting the playlist together for some of these songs, I think I had another song in that slot, and then I thought back to the last 10 years and how much I've listened to that second Television record and how many guitar licks probably found their way into my consciousness. And
right.
then going back and listening to that song in particular... And the interplay between Tom Verlaine and Richard Lloyd's guitars, especially at the beginning and end of that song, that was like, yeah, like if I'm thinking influences here, like Television was a huge one for this album. So
yeah,
and that's one of my favorite songs by them. There's a really great version of it on Live at the Waldorf, which was recorded here in San Francisco in the late 70s before they broke up the first time. And if you haven't heard that particular collection by them, it's really interesting because they're known for their sort of piercingly clean guitar tone, and on that live album they're hitting their amps so hard, and they never really used effects, but the amps are just naturally breaking up, and it has sort of a punk rock grit to their
nice.
Sound that I think people think of Television as a punk rock band, but a lot more obtuse and abstract,
more Talking Heads kind of
Talking Heads yeah. And that live record ends up sounding more like a Richard Hell live record.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Even though he wasn't in the band, long gone at that point.
Yeah. Cool. And I know, myself, I know who Television is, but I always think of the Marky Moon album, and I haven't really dug much deeper than that, so it's nice to hear like some other stuff by them. That's cool. So now we're gonna hear another track by you guys, Evening Empire, and this is gonna be the title track, Cruel Vestige.
It's the title track. And yeah, this one also kind of started very simply, and I think the idea in mind, there's sort of a southern gothicness to the song about isolation and detachment to a certain degree, but also sort of wondering if you're past your prime, but then also wondering if you even care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the basis of the song. And I think this was one of the first ones on the record that we really allowed to have some space.
Yeah.
And then once we sort of, you know, established a rhythm, it really took on a little bit more of an unexpected swagger than it started with. And right. That's totally attributed to Dan's drumming on this one.
Yeah. Anders usually, there's like about 10 guitar parts usually that he records, and I have to kind of winnow it down. And this one, we kind of built it more from the ground up, I think.
Yep.
And we didn't let it get so cluttered. Dense. Cluttered is a word, but dense maybe. Yeah.
Maximal. Less maximalist.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's decide for ourselves. Here we go with Cruel Vestige.
Thought you'd find
Hello, you are listening to B-Side Dreams with me, Jamie B-Side, and my guests today are Anders and Daniel from Evening Empire, and we're listening to a playlist that Anders put together. So in that last round, we started off with... Where's my list? We started off with Cruel Vestige, which is the title track of the forthcoming album by Evening Empire. Do you have anything? I think you did a little bit about it on at the intro, but...
Yeah, so that one...
Oh, wait, let me turn your mics on. There we go.
Yeah, so that one, we're definitely going for a little more space in the sound. And I did mention it earlier, but we had a lot of really great collaborators on this album.
Nice.
In the first song at the top of the set, Nothing to Repeat, there's bass playing from Ben Chambers, who played with us for about a year, maybe like 8 years ago when we were first generating material for this record. And then the song of ours, the title track that you just played, has vocals from Taylor Crawley Balser, and she is a good friend that sang on probably about half the album. Mm-hmm. And you can hear her come in the second half of that song. And I believe the other song of ours you're going to play a little later, she sings on that one as well. We also had the pleasure of working with our longtime friend, Damian Rasmussen, who used to be my neighbor over near SF General. And he engineered and produced our first EP like 12 years ago. And he also engineered and co-produced this record. And then from there, we worked with Larry Crane in Portland to mix
it. Oh, nice. The tape-op guy.
Tape-op guy. And he's, recorded, you know, Elliot Smith and Quasi and Stephen Malkmus and the Go-Betweens.
Slater Kinney.
Countless others. So he did a great job mixing the record. And then I was actually back in North Carolina about a week ago. And one of the days I was home, I went to Carrboro and worked with Brent Lambert at the kitchen, and he mastered the record. And we had a really great day hanging out, dialing things in, talking about music. He took me on a really awesome sort of offbeat tour of Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
Oh, fun.
Introduced me to lots of great people. So it was a really nice sort of end cap to the whole process of making this record. So I just want to say thanks to those people if they're listening. We really appreciate, you know, the excellent work.
Awesome. Teamwork is where it's fun making a record for like all the different people involved and being like, I want my friends to play on this record.
Totally.
It's super fun. So after that, we heard the Rocketeens with Small Town Soap Opera from their 1999 album Golden Time. They're a Merge Records artist.
They are. They're back together. They were broken up for a while. And you know, that song in particular, as it related to the Cruel Vestige track, they always had really great sort of cheap sounding keyboard and organ sounds on their records. And we used a lot of MIDI, Mellotron, and Farfisa on this album. And that was one of the songs that, you know, as we were doing overdubs for the record, I was listening to the album that's on Golden Time quite a bit and thought, you know, the songs of ours that have a little more space, we really need to get some Rocketeens organ and keyboard going on those
songs.
Nice. So.
And then the last track was The Cleaners from Venus, who I play quite a bit on this show. This track I hadn't played before, called Night Starvation, from the album On Any Normal Monday that was out originally in 1982, but Captured Tracks kind of re-released a bunch of their stuff. So tell us about how you found that.
So, you know, I can't thank Martin Newell enough. You know, I don't know him personally, but that song in particular and just discovering their body of work was pretty much what pulled me out of hibernation on wanting to make this album.
Awesome.
You know, we went through a long period of not working on music and, you know, other life stuff and just prioritizing other things.
Right.
And I was at Aquarius Records one Friday evening after work, and that song came on, and I just stopped in my tracks and said, take me to it. Where can I find
everything? Where can everything I live in this song?
Exactly. And I think what really appealed to me is so much of their work, you know, he just did his own thing. He recorded half of their records in his kitchen. And it just really reminded me, like, music can be a thing that you do because you just want to do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter hears it.
He's like even less known than like Robert Pollard.
Yeah.
But like it's more prolific. It's a similar
maybe not more
thing.
Prolific, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very specifically, like, yeah, where you record doesn't matter. Just like get the idea down and it'll have a sound.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the sound like you recorded at Columbia Records or something like that, right? But it'll be a sound.
No, I usually love that, like, raw early stuff. Like, the Mountain Goats, I love the early stuff where you can, like, hear the fan in the back. It's just,
sure.
like, him with a tape recorder exactly. and a fan in the background right. going. And
might be a phone ringing
now,
somewhere or something.
The
it's like, fine.
More recent stuff is just, like, too polished to me.
Correct.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, 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 because then it sounds like it doesn't exist of any place. Right?
Yeah.
It's too clean.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. You can place it. You're like in the room with him.
Right.
I love that. Yeah, so that was what we heard in the last round. And then what I have, let's see, do I have another track for me? Let me see what order we're in here. I've got the Cairo Gang coming up next with the Be What You Are. Is that, what
that,
do you?
That's the one.
Okay. Anything you want to say about that before we just dive right into that?
You know, they were another big inspiration, especially their last two records. And I need to give a special shout out to Mike Josie, who did the artwork for this record. And he knows all things music, and he introduced me to the Cairo Gang, and especially the album that this is on, when I was visiting him in Chicago, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I think, you know, those records, they almost sound like the Beatles updated.
Yes.
And like
yeah,
early
totally.
Beatles, like
yeah.
Hard Day's Night Beatles. And I think that really influenced my approach to vocals on this record.
Yeah.
Sort of going for more of a little bit of an exasperated John Lennon thing.
Yes. I think, yeah, and I'm pretty sure I've played this exact track on the show, but like a long time ago. So I'm excited to hear it again. So here is Be What You Are by the Cairo Gang.
Don't tell me it's a pity, baby. Just say it's
Thank you.
You have been listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side, and my guests from Evening Empire, Daniel and Anders. And in that last round, we just heard from the top, the Cairo Gang with Be What You Are from their 2015 album On Drag City Goes Missing. And we talked a little bit about that before we played it. They kind of have a Beatles-y sound.
And great vocals.
Yeah, awesome vocals. And then after that, we heard Kate LeBon with I Just Want to Be Good from her album Rock Pool, also on Drag City. It came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, and I think that one was leftover tracks from Crab Day. And that particular song she wrote for a solo album her bass player, Sweet Babu, did. and she wrote that song for his record. And then...
His name is Sweet Babu?
That's the name he... I can't remember. I think Martin Black is his name.
Oh, okay.
And that's the name he goes under on his records. And she...
It's Welsh for Sweet Babu.
Yeah, it's Welsh for Sweet Babu. And she put that on that EP, and it's just such a great song. And it ties in to the song of ours that you just played... In Dark Summer, which is the last song on our record. And we'll kind of hear that with the song you're going to play next as well by New Order. But I was really drawn to these sort of final songs on albums that have more of a conversational quality. There's less of an emphasis on the chorus. It's more about the verse and sort of demonstrating or saying something and then sort of making this declarative statement and then ending the album.
Yeah.
And I really like that feel. And I feel like that Kate LeBon song definitely has that quality, as well as the New Order song. And you also heard Taylor singing backup vocals on In Dark Summer.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to close out the record.
Awesome. And so, and you guys are in here because after the show, we're going to go do a photo shoot where I'm going to take the photo for the inside
the
insert of your album. So, and we're going to base that. We're very inspired by the television album cover.
For Adventure,
which we played a track of today. So
I need to find my snugly fitting red jacket.
Nice. So,
and thank you so much for having us on the show and for the photo shoot.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're reaching the end of the hour. We're going to leave you with a track by, New Order called Leave Me Alone. And are there any last things you want to say, where to send people? You're not sure if you're going to have a an album release show yet.
There's a likelihood of something taking place in a few months, probably.
Right.
But yeah, we'll be pushing out the Bandcamp version on September 20th. And then I guess they're getting rid of iTunes, but Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all of those will come shortly after. As well as a heavyweight 180-gram vinyl release later in the year.
Nice.
So right now, our Bandcamp page sort of is our website. We had an old GoDaddy site with a bunch of hand-drawn JPEGs that you clicked through, and surprisingly, someone took that down or it timed out. So we're on the verge of doing a marketing and promotional overhaul.
It's cool when you don't have a website. And people are like, where are they now?
Who are these people?
It's like obscure. I need, you know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something else, and now I'm totally forgetting what I was gonna say. But yeah, thanks you guys for coming in. That was super fun, and we're gonna leave you with New Order. So see y'all next time.